Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Just how bad was last weekend's winter storm in southern Wyoming? Bad enough that Governor Mark Gordon has declared an emergency for the area that will now facilitate a coordinated response. Gordon says the declaration allows the director of the Wyoming Office of Homeland Security to mobilize state and federal personnel, resources, and organizations to address the impacts of the storm. It also directs the Adjutant General, in consultation with Homeland Security and the governor, to deploy, if needed, the Wyoming National Guard to areas of the state that have been identified for emergency assistance. Quote, the scale and intensity of this storm has caused severe impacts to our transportation infrastructure and agricultural producers, said Gordon. He also added that with the temperature rising quickly, flooding may now become a factor as well. The winter storm, dubbed Zelia, dumped more than 30 inches of wet, heavy snow on southeast Wyoming. It closed interstates 25 and 80, caused power outages, and led to the closure of city, county, and state offices, including the Wyoming legislature, and schools for multiple days. Several counties are also evaluating emergency declarations. Residents across Park County are starting to see Joe Biden's COVID-19 relief monies hit their bank accounts, and apparently our county and city governments will see money headed their way as well. Cody, Powell, Meteetse, and Park County are expected to receive as much as $8.15 million from the federal government's $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. And while any money that budget-strapped agencies received is welcome news, it's unclear what kind of strings will be attached to the spending of the money.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
What do you mean you've never heard of eSports? That's the name that's been given to organized tournament competitions that feature video games, and it's gotten big, with thousands of fans supporting professional teams that can earn millions in online competitions. Now, in an effort to make Northwest College more attractive to potential students, the college has constructed an e-sport facility featuring powerful gaming computers with high-speed internet. TCT is donating the internet access, worth about $2,500 annually, and the Northwest College Foundation put up $17,000 to get the program running. It will be a truly competitive activity, with students participating in the National Junior College Athletic Association Esports League. Which games will be played will be determined by student interest. Among consideration are Call of Duty, League of Legends, Fortnite, and Rocket League. And just how big is the potential? The video game market out-earns many other forms of entertainment, including movies, music, and is poised to overtake traditional sporting events. The industry earned an eye-popping $146 billion in 2019. Here's a definite first sign of spring in Wyoming. Yellowstone National Park sent out word Tuesday that 2021's first verified grizzly out of the den was witnessed by a pilot conducting wildlife survey flights over the weekend. The Bruin interacted with wolves at a carcass in the northern part of the park. The apex carnivore's return to the landscape, after a few subterranean months, about aligns with the bear's normal end to a months-long state of torpor.
Male grizzlies in Yellowstone tend to come out of hibernation in March. Females with cubs emerge in April and early May. This sighting of the first bear is a reminder to anyone using the backcountry this time of year. Bears emerging from hibernation tend to be hungry and maybe even a bit cranky. Officials remind you to always be bear aware. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.